All right, I have no injuries to report for this evening's practice. So with that, I'll take your questions. Correct. I mean, that's something that you'll probably see throughout practice as far as the way Clifton will practice. And that's really nothing unusual for him. The focus for Chad was to work the individual drills and not do any of the teamwork. And it's twofold, just where he is physically and also the ability to still get more reps at the left tackle spot with Marshall and Derek and continue the rotation of TJ and eventually try to get Nick in there at some left guard. So we're just trying to maximize those reps for those young guys.
I guess just your general impressions of the first padded practice?
We need a lot more of them. I think it's evident. It's, I would say it's normal when you get in pads for the first time. I mean, there's going to be a lot of positive things when we watch the film tomorrow. But, you know, I felt it was sluggish. Tempo is not where it needs to be. You know, we have guys feeling their way around. So I thought they pushed through the last part of practice better this evening than they did the first two nights. So that's something that was an emphasis today in the meetings. So, but we need a lot. We have a lot of work to do. I think that's what you expect after your first padded practice.
Mike, what about Randall Cobb? He's really seen a flash and making good catches and the speed that he brings.
Well, Randall's everything physically we thought he would be, and he has a good understanding so far of what we've asked him to do. But you know, he needs reps with Aaron, and not only the reps between him and the quarterback, but also the timing and the spacing of the routes and how each concept works, and identifying the coverages and the cheat system, as I always refer to it. Everybody plays football. Everybody has the similar plays, but it's the ability to cheat within the particular play with anticipation, coverage recognition, all the things that help a receiver, be productive and create a smart path to run a good route and create separation for the quarterback. So all of our young guys are struggle at this time of camp, and that's normal. But Randall's everything we thought he would be, is physically and very bright. He's bright-eyed, communicates very well, and seems to be picking things up pretty rapidly.
What does Cobb have to do to earn the return job?
Well, Randall will definitely have the opportunity to earn the punt return job, and I really like what I've seen from Alex Green so far in the kickoff return. So, it definitely adds to the group that we have.
Look, how's Derek shot, and everything
you're playing? Well, he's playing two positions. I think he, today probably mentally wasn't probably not his best day. Just a couple errors that were evident in the teamwork, but he's bouncing back and forth from left guard to left tackle, and that's going to be a challenge. We know that. He's very bright, and you can see it in the classroom. So I really like what you see physically, but we're asking him to do things a little differently than he's been asked to do them in college. So it's going to take some time.
Watching from the sideline, we don't know exactly where Cobb and DJ Williams and Ryan Taylor are supposed to be at every time.
Mm-hmm.
But it sure looks like every time the ball's in the area, they catch it. And for the first practice in pads, is that a good sign, even though maybe their heads are swimming, that they...
Well, I'll say this about the two tight ends. We have six on our roster, and they've only been practicing with three days in a row. I can't say enough about DJ and Ryan, not only what they've been able to absorb and perform, those three nights, just because of all the different things we ask the tight ends to do, but also the number of reps they've had to take. So, I mean, every time they run by you, you can hear their shoes squashing. They're not even halfway through practice. So, I've been very impressed with those two tight ends, and Randall's done some very good things. And we haven't lined him up in one position either. So it's going to take time. It's very early, and we have a lot of work to do. That's my impression tonight. We got a lot of work to do.
What's the timetable on Morgan?
I'm sorry? Morgan took some limited reps tonight, so we'll evaluate how he performed, and he'll have a day off, and I'm hopefully that Morgan and Jermichael we'll be close to, you know, full come Wednesday. I mean, that's the initial plan, and if the medical staff thinks they're ready, if they think they're ready, we'll probably go. Now, Mike Neal's a little further behind than those two guys. So, you know, hopefully Wednesday we can get Mike involved in some limited reps.
Mike, are you thinking that right outside linebacker spot you'll give a different guy a crack with the ones every day?
Oh, I would think so, and really the film will play into that. But you know, also the other element too is maybe looking at some linebackers that can play outside and inside. You really want to make sure you're creating as many opportunities for a number of those guys, because when you get down to 53, versatility definitely factors into those positions. Not yet.
Along those lines, what have you thought of Francois?
I'm sorry?
What have you thought of Francois?
Very consistent. I mean, that's a big part of why Robert's, you know, still here. He has the ability to go play inside and outside, probably a little more natural inside. You know, played a number of different positions also on special teams. So you're definitely looking for versatility in those younger players.
Like, do you know what Battles and Sherman's injuries?
Yeah, Battles was an Achilles. They're doing some further testing there, and Sherman was—he had an ankle sprain.
Anything further?
Mike, is it a nice problem to have when you've got so many weapons, receiving options? Now that Jones is in the fold, and you have a full arsenal. You throw Jermichael in there, and Cobb, and is that a good problem for you to have as an offensive guy as you look forward?
I mean, we have a little history with those guys, and the opportunity to play the way we did last year, and hopefully expand, and we've added some things. You know, we had 47 new adjustments or concepts that we added to this year's offense. So we actually I can't remember exactly the numbers that we deleted. So we're trying to improve schematically to continue to create opportunities. But it's the way you want to play. It's not about throwing the ball to a guy. It's about creating the concepts and schemes that give players the ability to win the one-on-one battle and the quarterback to distribute the ball accordingly. So it's great to have James back. You know, he's someone that we drafted. He's developed here, and it's great to see him get a second contract.